As long as we're talking about foreign policy, I guess the other major foreign policy issue that the United States confronts is the Israeli-Palestinian situation. Can you inform us about your perspective and the perspective of the Green Party about how we should be responding to or handling that situation?
Well, I think there's an interesting connection here. Had the United States, from the get-go, been much more even-handed in its dealings with Israel and Palestine, we might not have had a September 11th. Some of the hatred that is manifest in the attacks of September 11 and in the response to it is a hatred that grows out of the way the U.S. Has supported Israel's occupation of Palestine. And I recognize that Israel has its legitimate security interests, needs to protect itself, but at this point it's doing it at such a cost to the Palestinian people, and ultimately, I think, a cost to the Israeli people that peace is impossible. And as long as that the Middle East is in crisis, the whole Arab world becomes a more volatile place and a more difficult place to negotiate for the United States. I think that myself and the Green Party call for a more even-handed approach, call actually for the demilitarization of the Middle East, for ending military assistance to all sides, stopping the sale of arms to Egypt, to Jordan, to Saudi Arabia, to Israel. Let's get the arms out of this tinderbox. We're not going to settle these differences through wars. We're just going to create more problems. More suicide bombers, more terrorists. We need to be smarter about the way we address these issues.